We are joined today by Jessica McCann, an eighth generation farmer from right here in Milton. Jessica, I think we'll start off pretty simple. What kind of farming do you do?
I'm from a beef and cash crop farm originally, and I work with a bunch of different agricultural crops in my day-to-day job. So I get to experience all different sectors of agriculture.
So why do you love farming so much?
I think I love farming so much because you put a lot of hard work in, but you get to see the product of your work at the end. You get to work closely with a great community of people. And I think my main passion is that farming is a whole lifestyle, and I love the whole lifestyle. So,
just a reminder, we are joined by Jessica McCann. Jessica, what are some of the biggest challenges farmers face?
I think that the biggest challenges are transitioning back to existing farms or starting new farms. It's a big step to move back into agriculture, and it often takes a long time and a lot of hard work to get back to doing that full time a lot of the time. And so just be persistent, taking any new opportunities that come my way, and just slowly trying to work towards that goal of eventually farming full time.
Okay, Jessica, so what are some of the biggest misconceptions people have about farmers?
I think the biggest misconceptions of farming are just a generalization of farmers. Farmers come in all different forms. We come from all different backgrounds, and we have all different passions, but agriculture brings us all together. So we are a close community, but we are also a very diverse community.
So what's next in terms of technology for farming?
Precision agriculture is making giant strides everywhere, from yield monitors and GPS technology that we already have in tractors, to being able to more closely track genetics in cattle herds. We're able to kind of tune in all of our resources to have the best outcomes from all different aspects of agriculture. So it's just technology is advancing everywhere, and we're trying to apply it to as many different sectors of agriculture as possible.
So my last question is, what can the governments do, federal and provincial, to help out farmers?
I think the federal and provincial governments could help farmers more just by listening when we raise a concern. I know they've done some work with some new bills that have been introduced, but I think the biggest thing is that we, as farmers, want to make sure that we are promoting everyone's safety, our own and the public. And so when we bring forward concerns, they're generally valid.
Awesome to hear from you today, Jessica. Is there anything else you want to add before we wrap things up?
Just that farming is an amazing industry, and that I encourage lots of young people to get into it because you're able to experience so many different things, and there's so many opportunities for young people, so many more than people realize, and there's so many different parts to farming. It's not just being out in the tractor, out with the animals. There's so many different opportunities.
Thank you, thank you, thank you again, Jessica, for joining us today. The future is clearly bright for Milton Agriculture.